Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to Time Out with Eric Slaughter. 404-726-0929. 8:02 on this fabulous Saturday evening. I'm usually a Sunday night guy, so I'm happy to be here on this Saturday night. Braves win 7-0. Men's College World Series is underway. And the Phillies and the Mets are playing on Saturday night Fox Game of the Week. Currently 3-3 in Philly. As a Braves fan, we don't care who wins that game as long as one of them lose. And guess what? One of them has to lose. Which means the Braves will pick up a full game on which either one it is. Let's look at the current standings. After today's win over the Miami Marlins, looking at MLB standings, the Braves are now 10.5 games out of first. The Phillies, who have been hot as of late, have won 8 of their last 10, have climbed back into first place in this division. I didn't even realize that until just now. They only hold a single game over the Mets, but they beat the Mets yesterday. The Mets have lost 7 straight. Wow. After being swept by the Braves, I think they came in losing the day before that. Now they've lost the first game to the Phillies. The Mets have lost 7 straight. So after the Braves had their little bit of a cold spell, the Mets are on theirs. And I think Dom has given me the heads up. I think we have Lindsay now. We're going to go ahead and take Lindsay. So with the Mets going on the cold streak, the Phillies jumping into first, but the Braves winning 7 of their last 10, we're going to go out to the WadeFord.com hotline and talk to the managing editor of Braves Today and the host of the Braves Postcast, where you can catch after every Braves game goes final, Lindsey Crosby. And he is my guy because this is the third occasion now that I've been on the air just as the Braves go final, and the one guy who can break it down the best joins me shortly after. Lindsey, how you doing today, bud?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on. It's always great to come talk a little ball.
Oh, absolutely. And as Juan Soto hits his 15th home run of the day, of the year for the Mets, and they go up 4-3, talk to me about what you saw as the Braves took all three from what was then a first-place Mets team.
So Atlanta's pitching staff really did a lot of work here, and Atlanta, I'm actually going to – this is a little controversial. I'm going to say New York gave these games to Atlanta more so than Atlanta's offense won them. Ooh. If you look at all three of the games that Atlanta won, the offense did enough, right? But every one of these games had some sort of terrible Mets mistakes that either took away their scoring chances or gave Atlanta extra scoring chances. Game one had a bunch of base running issues. Pete Alonso was starting at, I think, a third base. Ninth inning, Juan Soto was doubled off at first on a Pete Alonso fly ball to right field that Ronald caught at the wall. Game two, the catcher had a defensive error that scored a run. There was another defensive miscue that allowed another run to come in. And game three, they walked nine Braves, and five of them came around to score. Two of those walks came with the bases loaded. So Atlanta's pitching was really good in that series. The offense did just enough, but the Mets really kind of gave it to them. And on Friday night, that kind of explains where you had some good pitching again, but the opposing offense and opposing defense wasn't giving you runs. Atlanta couldn't beat the Marlins in game one. So I think you kind of saw that wasn't sustainable what they did against the Mets, but there's promise, and you saw they could still do enough to win. They just have to clean some stuff up.
But being a Braves fan, I mean, you would think the baseball gods would eventually come around to our side, because isn't this exactly how the Braves had lost so many games? By making the same kind of mistakes? Finally, we get some for us.
Exactly. And that's one of those things. Whenever people talk about, oh, that was a terrible base running error and that lost us the game. Well, you know what? It's going to come back around. All of this stuff eventually comes back around. You have all these hard hit balls that don't go for home runs. Eventually, that's going to even out. And that's what happened, is some of these losses Atlanta had early in the year where they were scalding baseballs and not dropping, or dumb base running errors, a bad send from third base or whatever. All of that equalized and gave you a sweep of the Mets. When that series, if you play that series 10 times, a lot of those are probably 2-1 or 1-2. But instead, Atlanta wins all three because the baseball gods shined on them and said, we want you guys to still be contenders this year. We don't want you to sell. And we just don't want the Mets to have nice things.
Now, unfortunately, after giving us those wins, the baseball gods have kind of frowned upon us today, or sending us a bad telegram as the news breaks that Chris Sale is headed to the injured list. Tell the listeners, maybe someone who doesn't got an update, what exactly is the problem? How long should he be out? And should we be worried?
Okay, so he has multiple fractures of the left side of his rib cage. This happened in the Mets start in the ninth inning. He dove off the mound to stop a Juan Soto ground ball and made the throw to first base to get the out. He finished the game, adrenaline's going and all of that, but on Friday he was doing some workouts and it was sore. He couldn't quite figure out what was wrong. They did the imaging. They found the fractures. The Braves haven't given us a timeline yet, but a lot of the people I've talked to say things like this, the usual timeline you start off with is 6 to 8 weeks. And the goal is to figure out, can you get back earlier, or is it going to take later? Because a lot of that, if he was a position player, it would be a lot of pain tolerance kind of stuff, right? But being a pitcher and a lefty pitcher at that, he puts a lot of rotational stress on his torso, and you're going to have to let this get fully healthy. And it feels like it's going to be after the All-Star break. It's going to be, you know, he probably needs a little bit of a tune-up maybe in the minors or something before he comes back. My concern is that you're looking at like mid-August. And in that case, it'll be like making a trade at the deadline. But it's also now you're shorthanded in your rotation because you're already without AJ Smith-Shawver. You're already out without Ronaldo Lopez. Three-fifths of your starting rotation on opening day is down. And one of them, at least, and Smith-Shawver's not coming back this year.
Ooh, Lindsey. Yeah, I mean, I'm grimacing for Chris Sale. Think about a couple of multiple fractured ribs with a guy who, like you said, put so much torque on his body to be that big lefty on the mound. Okay, let's see if we can get this positive. As I'm joined now by Lindsey Crosby, host of the manager of the Braves today and host of the Locked On Braves postcast. Catch that after every Braves game goes final. Grant Holmes has 20 strikeouts in his last two starts. Can he solidify this rotation or be a key part? Is he the real deal? Why Sale is coming back?
I think we saw today that Grant Holmes is the real deal. And I say that because he did not have his best stuff today. He did not get a single whiff on his fastball or really any pitch that was not his slider. He also let a runner get on third base in each of the first three innings. But Grant Holmes also got out of it every single time. And, you know, five hits, five walks, five strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings, no runs allowed. And today he finalized that conversion from reliever to starter. You saw the strikeouts against Colorado. When everything's going well, he's not only getting strikeouts, but he's efficient on his pitch count. That's not a thing we always see. Look at Strider's classic Spencer Strider. He would go six innings. He'd get 10, 12 strikeouts, but he'd be at 98 pitches after, you know, 5 2/3 trying to get through the outing. That's not Grant Holmes. He could both get strikeouts and be efficient. And I think we saw today, even when he doesn't have his best stuff, he can still get through an outing. And not only are you still in it, he didn't allow the Marlins to score. So I think Holmes can help solidify the rotation. The question is going to be that fifth spot. Prospect Yadier Fuentes is going to stay there for now. I wouldn't be shocked if AA tried to make a deal to either sign or bring in another veteran starter.
Wow, Double A, you got a job to do. How are you going to shore up this rotation while we're waiting for Sale to come back? Well, let's turn our attention to the bats. And I'm going to turn my attention to one bat in particular. I looked at a stat and I said, wow, this dude will be leading Major League Baseball in average if he was eligible. And I'm talking about Ronald Acuña Jr. 391? 391. He would be by far the leading – I mean, because Aaron Judge has come back to earth a little bit. What is this man doing? 391? Break that down for me, Lindsey.
He is – okay, so Ronald Acuña Jr. is making more contact in the strike zone than ever. And even when he gets – he swings at balls out of the strike zone, he's still making a lot of contact. But it's not just the batting average. Everything is better. His MVP year, his line was 337 with a 416 on base and a 596 slug. He's at a 391 batting average, a 504 on base, and a 696 slug. He is slugging 100 points higher than when he hit 40-plus home runs and won the MVP. His on base is 80 points higher than when he was the MVP. He already has doubled last year's homer total with 8, and he has tied last year's RBI total. He played 49 games last year. He's played 26 this year. I said this on the postcast today. This may legitimately be the best version of Ronald Acuña Jr. we have ever seen in Atlanta. By the pace, by the averages, everything are the best of his career. And I don't know, as frustrated as I was that they were going so incredibly slow on the injury rehab, this right here, you see why. He's not needed days off, and he's been phenomenal. He has 21 games this year. He's reached base twice. He's only played 26 games.
Is it, you know, really feasible for him to stay on this kind of pace for the last 90? What we got left? 90 games? How many we got left? Is it reasonable for him to keep this up?
It feels like his numbers are going to take a small step back, right? Just because his batting average on balls in play, it's always been over 300 because he's fast, but it's close to 400 right now. He's going to take a small step back. But at the same time, this isn't driven by fluky stuff that doesn't bear out. All of the different estimators and projection systems, expected batting average, expected slug, all of that stuff, they all say this is real. He's overperforming a little bit, but this is all real. This is just the most locked in, dialed in, elite version of Ronald Acuña Jr. we've ever seen. And he might not bat 391 all year, but I wouldn't be surprised at this pace if he beats that 2023 average of 337.
I'll take a 350 year out of, you know, six out of 8 months out of Ronald Acuña Jr. I sure will. I'll take that every day.
If you twist my arm, yeah, sure, I'll take a 350. Why not? He's on pace for like 50 home runs this year.
Yeah,
he's on pace for 50 homers.
Insane. Joined now by Lindsey Crosby, host of the Braves Postcast and the managing editor of Braves Today. Talking Braves, if they win 7-0 over the Marlins, taking game two of the series, they've won 7 of their last 10 and on their way, hopefully, for their fourth straight series win when they face off Sunday at 1 o'clock. Who's on the bump tomorrow, and should we expect them to take this series to the 2-3?
So it is Bryce Elder. And he's squaring off against Sandy Alcantara. And Sandy's numbers are not good this year. But this month, in the month of June, he has a 2.12 ERA. He's looked to be the old Sandy Alcantara. Bryce Elder is hoping to rebound from that rough, rocky start. I feel like Bryce Elder is going to be able to keep you in this game. He's a number five starter. That's what they can do. When he's at his best, he can keep you in the game. He can give you five, six innings. It's going to come down to the offense, right? They scored 7 runs today. 4 of those were in the final 2 innings. This was a pretty close game until the very end. If the bats can get going tomorrow, the sooner you knock Sandy out, the better. This bullpen's not very good for Miami. The Braves absolutely can win this series and head into the Mets series next week with a ton of momentum, especially after dropping game 1 of the series. But it's all going to come down to the offense. They have to be able to score runs or knock Sandy out early so they can then score runs against the bullpen. It's going to come down to that.
Well, that's what we'll be looking for as they go up to Citi Field. Now, you'll probably know this answer real quick. History-wise, do the Braves usually fare pretty well up in Citi Field, or is that something where it's been a little bit of a hiccup for them?
They fare well against against the Mets, period. They're 26-10 in their last 36 games against New York, and it doesn't matter where they play them. Matt Olson, though, is phenomenal in Citi Field, just like Chipper Jones was phenomenal in Shea Stadium. So the Braves do well up there. Matt Olson does well against them. I'm excited for the series.
All right. Well, we are all looking forward to it. I'm back, I think, in another week or so, and I hope I can call you and we'll say, hey, the Braves just had another 4-3 or 5-2 week where we're halfway through this 13-game stretch against division opponents. Tomorrow's game 7 or game 6. We're about halfway through. We got another 4 with the Mets, 3 with the Phillies. Hopefully we can keep this thing going. Before I let you get out of here, I've got the Men's College World Series on one TV, the Mets and Phillies on the other. Coastal Carolina made that final series. You called it, my friend. Can they do this thing? Can they pull it out? Can they take down the LSU Tigers?
I think they can. It's going to take 3 games. They're going to finally lose one, but I think Coastal's going to win the whole thing over LSU. LSU has the stuff. Coastal's just a complete team. Give me Coastal.
All right. I'll go back to the tape. It was 3 weeks ago when you said when they came – when you were down in Auburn and you was like, no, look, Coastal is the real deal. I think they're going to Omaha. Well, they made it to Omaha. And you said, I think they can win the whole thing. Well, here we are 3 weeks later and they're on their way. At least they made it to the last 2. So this is Lindsey Crosby. You know how I end it? I'd like you to tell the people so that I don't have to do it, where they can catch all your material. Because listen to me, guys, the best Braves coverage out there is this guy right here. Tell him.
And obviously, y'all can tell Lindsey knows ball. I'm on social media at Crosby Baseball, the Braves Today newsletter, BravesToday.com, and the Braves postcast, part of Locked On Sports Atlanta and Locked On Braves after every single game.
After every single game. Well, Lindsey, finish out your rest of your Sunday. I'm sorry, rest of your Saturday, and get ready for your Sunday because you have an early game tomorrow. But then you can have an easy Sunday night and watch the NBA Finals.
Hey, love a good game 7. I don't care what sport it is. Love a good game 7.
Best 2 words in sports, game 7. That's my guy. We got to go, and I will be in touch.
Thanks, Eric.
That's Lindsey Crosby from the Locked On Braves postcast and Braves Today. All right, we're going to take another timeout. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. But when we come back, let me look at this rundown. Nope, still not time yet to talk to Steelers with Dom. So I guess we'll talk some NBA Finals maybe. Time out with Eric Slaughter, 404-726-0929, and all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Florida Panthers won their second consecutive Stanley Cup final a couple days ago. Now, I'm not sure how many NHL franchises have won back-to-back Stanley Cups, but it's not an easy thing to do, I can tell you that. And the Florida Panthers have been good for a minute. To win back-to-back Stanley Cups, that's saying something. And congratulations. I mean, you know, if you don't know how it works, and I don't know when they started, but people say, in sports people say, that the Stanley Cup is the most prized trophy in sports, okay?
It's the coolest looking one,
it's
for
definitely
sure.
The coolest.
It's the coolest, okay? One for sure.
And you know the story. You know every member of that team will get now, do they get a day or they get a week?
I think they get like a few days.
A few days.
They basically get it to themselves. And
right.
Every
and you go on social media and they'll take that thing fishing. They'll take it, you know, wherever they want to take that trophy, they hang out with it. People actually eat and drink out of it.
I was going to say, that'd be me. I'm the one who pour your
Frosted Flakes and milk.
Oh, no, I'm beer. Give me a beer, liquor, anything. We're getting drunk and we're drinking out of the Stanley Cup, for sure.
And it's not a replica. It's not a fake one. It's the actual Stanley Cup with all the names engraved in it and all that stuff. I mean, how much is the insurance policy?
That's a really good question. Also, just to note, the Florida Panthers are now the 10th NHL franchise to win back-to-back Stanley Cups.
10th?
Yes.
And the NHL is well over 100 years old.
Yes. I do believe right here the Montreal Canadiens multiple times.
Right. They've won the most Stanley Cups in history. Mm-hmm. Okay,
let's think about this. Done it back-to-back multiple times.
Okay, let's think about this. I would bet you the Boston Bruins in the heyday of the one guy that played for them, I can't remember his name right now. I bet you they've won it probably back-to-back Stanley Cups, I would imagine.
I'm looking at the list here. Let me see. Is this all 10?
Why are you looking at that? Okay, I do know. I can remember this very, very vividly. The Detroit Red Wings of the late 90s, early 2000s. They might have won like three or four in a row or something crazy like that. Has there ever been an NHL three? But I know Detroit won back to back for sure, and they might have won like three out of five or something like that.
The Red Wings went back to back a few times.
So was it late 90s or early 2000s the one time they did it?
So the Red Wings have done it three times. They did it in the early 30s, in the mid 50s, and then in the late 90s.
Late 90s. Okay. All right. So we got the Red Wings. We know that Boston Bruins.
Boston Bruins are not on this list.
They're not on that list?
They have not. Was it
Bobby Orr is that greatest player of all time for the Boston Bruins, right? I think I've got that correct.
Yeah, I was going to say, they have not gone back-to-back according to this list.
Okay, all right. I'm going to take three other guesses, and you tell me whether or not. I'm going to say the Toronto Maple Leafs are on that list.
The
Toronto Maple Leafs are one of the storied franchises of National Hockey League, and I can definitely see that they won it back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that the Chicago Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks have not
Really?
Gone back to back.
One of the storied franchises in the 2000s and late.
I think the Blackhawks had another situation where I think they won like 2 in 3 years, but they didn't go back to back.
Look at that. That's just telling you how hard. I mean, the Chicago Blackhawks had a little run there in the 2000s where they were by far the best team in National Hockey League. They did not win back to back Stanley Cups. Okay, so we got the Bruins. We got the Maple Leafs. We got the
Bruins aren't on the list.
Okay, so we got the Maple Leafs, the Canadiens, the Panthers. I'm gonna give me one more guess. Let's see, what's one of the other major winning teams?
There's an obvious one you're not thinking of.
Okay, an obvious one that I'm not thinking of. The Colorado Avalanche?
No.
No.
One of the biggest faces in one of the biggest
Pittsburgh Penguins.
There we go.
Looking at you and thinking about you, Sid the Kid, right?
Yes,
or is it Mario Lemieux?
Yeah, Sid the Kid. Yep.
Okay, yep. All right.
The Penguins did it in 2016 and 2017. They went back to back.
So I think I got four. Tell me who I missed.
That's it. So the full list, you have the Montreal Canadiens who have done it like
right. And you know Gretzky led them to several those. And then whoever else. I'm sure the Canadiens probably have a whole list of Hall of Famers of National Hockey League.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who else we got?
You have the Detroit Red Wings who have done it three times.
We talked that up. Okay.
The Pittsburgh Penguins have done it twice.
Okay.
The Edmonton Oilers, who obviously lost to the Panthers this year, they did it twice back in the 80s. The Toronto Maple Leafs actually three-peated.
So there has been a three-peat. Yes. Never been a three-peat in NFL. We've got one in hockey.
And, well, if you want to talk about crazy streaks, the Montreal Canadiens won 4 in a row from 76 to 79.
Yeah, but they've won so many. 50,
yeah, so... let's see. So you had the Maple Leafs, and then obviously you have the Panthers. The Tampa Bay Lightning did it in 2020 and 2021.
I was about to say, that was just recent. Mm-hmm. Shame on me. The state of Florida has been running hockey for a little while.
Yeah.
All right. And then who else?
New York Islanders won 4 in a row.
Now, I would have picked the Rangers before I would have picked the Islanders. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, most of you don't realize that. And they play in Long Island.
Yep.
A lot of people don't realize the Islanders are even still there. They talk about the Rangers. But, yep, I remember the Rangers won it in the mid-90s, but I think that's the only one they've ever won. So
yeah. And then your last two teams, you have the Philadelphia Flyers that did it in 74
Broad Street
and 75.
Bullies. Okay.
And then the St. Louis Eagles did it all the way back in 1920 and 1921.
And who are the Eagles now? See, you know, it's funny.
Ooh, let's see.
It's funny. You look that up. You know, I once saw a crazy statistic that I really had to look back at and say, are you kidding me? As Dom is looking up who the St. Louis Eagles are today, okay, I once saw a statistic. Now, this is the deal. Of the four major sports, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, the NFL, and the NBA, okay, if you take all four of those leagues and add up their teams, you will have 133 professional franchises. Okay?
So, unfortunately,
they folded.
For the St. Louis Eagles, they didn't even expand or didn't move on to a different franchise eventually.
They just,
it says that in an attempt to recoup losses and pay outstanding bets, the Senators moved the NHL franchise to St. Louis, where it was nicknamed the Eagles. However, the team continued to lose money due to travel expenses, and it was forced to sell players to other teams to meet financial obligations. So it seems like they kind of went under.
Gotcha. Okay, so, but I read this story probably 5 years ago, and that was in the year 2020. Of the 133 professional franchises that were in current existence, National Hockey League, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, 110 of them had relocated at least one time. Yes, think about that, okay? That is 80% of all of your major sports franchises that had relocated at least once. And several of them have relocated two or three times, okay? And what people don't think about, you think of some of your storied franchises, you say, no, they never moved. Yeah, they did, okay? First off, we sit here in Atlanta, okay? Don't forget, the Atlanta Braves were once the Boston Braves and the Milwaukee Braves. Franchises moved twice, okay? I didn't even notice about my own team. The Baltimore Orioles were not the original Baltimore Orioles. I don't remember where they came from, but they moved, okay?
And also, I remember, as far as the Braves go, it was almost, if I remember the story, because I know there was a book on it not too long ago that I looked up on, where it talked about how the Braves almost ended up in Birmingham at one point.
When they were leaving Milwaukee?
Yeah, and how like they actually almost have to were read in that Alabama before.
I don't think Birmingham could have sustained a major league or major franchise.
Well, that was the thing that they talked about in the book is that at that time, Birmingham and Atlanta were kind of similar.
Right, they were less than a million people.
Yeah, they were both
less than a million people
looking for that jump-off point.
Wow.
And a lot of people,
the Birmingham Braves winning the World Series.
Yeah.
How close did that become?
Right, and it goes into how the Braves coming here almost kind of really pushed Atlanta to being more of a commercialized center and how it kind of led to the growth of Atlanta and Birmingham. Kind of stayed this small city.
There you go. Thank you, Braves. Okay. I'll give you another one that a lot of people don't realize or maybe not remember. Those Golden State Warriors started in Philadelphia. Okay. Philadelphia Warriors. Yep. Philly got their own hockey team now. The Philadelphia Flyers. I'm talking about the basketball team, 76ers. But those Golden State Warriors started in Philly. Okay. Remember both the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers, those are New York teams. Those are New York teams. Give me another one. How many times have the Arizona Cardinals changed places, okay? Now, we all remember St. Louis, right? But I'm going to throw this name out there to you. You remember the Chicago Cardinals? Yes.
Yep.
The Arizona Cardinals started in Chicago, then moved to St. Louis, then moved to Arizona. Franchises moved two times, okay? And we all know our hockey teams in Atlanta. One is called the Winnipeg Jets. Others called the Calgary Flames. And professional franchises move around all the time. It just happens, okay? And when we take this time out right here, I'm going to let Dom talk about a franchise that has moved once too. They kind of formed a team and came together. Yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're not always the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk about them next here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. 404-726-0929 and live, local, and always on the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have that.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this Saturday night, 8:40, live in the Kia Studios. I'm with you until 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, we'll turn it over to the Infinity Sports Network. And then, of course, we'll have a full day of Sunday coverage for you as, once again, Atlanta United is off this weekend. The Five Stripes will return to the pitch on Wednesday evening after a, two-week layoff for the Five Stripes. We'll see if they can get back in the W column. Their last time on the pitch was not real good as they lost to NYCFC. I think it was like 4-0 or something like that. It wasn't very good. So hopefully the Five Stripes can get this thing back going when they return on Wednesday and take on the Columbus Crew in Ohio. Kickoff is at 7:30. Our pregame coverage will start at 6:30, and we'll have all that for you. That is the same night as the first round of the NBA draft. And for the first time in NBA history, the NBA draft is going to be over two nights. I don't know if that's a good or bad idea. We'll see. I guess when the ratings come out, the NBA will know whether they made a good decision or a bad decision. We're going to talk about that a lot in the 9 o'clock hour as the Hawks will have two first-round picks. And I did some homework, and you're going to be real surprised at what the Hawks' history says could be done with the 13th and or 22nd pick overall. But we'll talk about that later. Right now. And I've been waiting for this segment because I'm actually gonna play producer from the other side, okay? Because I'm gonna let my man Dom really lead this segment because I thought about this segment. I thought about him and only him because Dom's my favorite producer to work with here at Sports Radio 99 The Game. I mean, I hope Josh isn't listening, Josh. You know I love you, Josh. But you know, me and Dom just got this thing we do, okay? Last year, right about this time, I came in here to do a show, and I said, Dom, convince me why the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win the AFC North. And he tried his darndest. I didn't believe a word he said, but he tried. I'm going to give him another chance. But before I do, I don't know if Dom watches Get Up each morning on ESPN. I mean, Dom works at night. Maybe he's still asleep at 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. So just in case he missed it, I've prepared a little sound cuts for Dom today to let him know that the sports personalities at ESPN, in particular on ESPN Get Up, Bart Scott, Damian Woody, and our very friend of this station, Ryan Clark, a former Pittsburgh Steeler, aren't really thinking that the Steelers are doing too much, and they are not very impressed with what God and football has brought together as they have now pronounced Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin, husband and wife, quarterback, coach, pick one, I don't know. But we're going to let you hear what these guys think about this union that speak now, forever hold your peace, because we've brought them together, how they feel about what's going to happen in Pittsburgh. And I'm going to let Dom respond to each one of them. We're going to start with the former Steeler himself, because I couldn't believe this. I knew this guy was just going to be like, yep, this is the greatest union of all time. And Ryan Clark on ESPN this week did not give the Steelers and the Rodgers marriage that great of a grade. Let's listen to Ryan Clark and what he feels about what could be or what should be about the Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh union.
Yes, I believe that Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin have underachieved based on their potential. When I walked off of the field in the Super Bowl in 2011 in February in Dallas, I knew I had just played the best quarterback I'd ever seen. I had just played a man in Aaron Rodgers who had done things to the number one defense in the NFL that no one had ever done, that had thrown balls that shouldn't have been thrown or caught. And I thought to myself, this dude's going to come back and win multiple Super Bowls. He's going to be the best that's ever played, but he hasn't even been back to a Super Bowl. And I got to play with Nick Saban. And when I played with Nick Saban, I was 21 and 22 years old. And he prepared you in a way, motivated you in a way like no one I'd ever seen until I met Mike Tomlin. Until Mike Tomlin walked in to Pittsburgh and changed everything about the way we prepared for the game. We got motivated for the game. We executed in the game. And I thought to myself, he's going to end up being the greatest coach of all time. He's going to start in Pittsburgh what we eventually got in New England. And neither of those things has happened. They're still both, to me, first ballot Hall of Famers. They're still the most talented I've seen in the positions that they are. But yet, neither has been back to a Super Bowl. So at the end of this season, or whenever this duel or this couple is no longer, we will look back at the careers of both Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers and say to ourselves, I thought they would have done more.
Dom, that's a former Steeler saying this.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now look, hey, here's a caveat. Dom Cherovsky came in here one time last year and said, you know what, Mike Tomlin needs to go.
Yep.
And I know you said it, but, I mean, here is a guy who used to wear the black and yellow saying Tomlin hasn't done enough in his career, and neither has Aaron Rodgers. And when this couple is done, I don't think either one of them is going to live up to what they could have been. What do you say to that?
I couldn't agree more. If you've listened to this station enough and you've heard me speak a few times, I try my best to keep it here in Atlanta and not make this a Steelers station. But I have been pretty vocal in...
For the next 10 minutes, we're a Steelers station.
Yeah, for the next 10 minutes. but I've been very vocal in my disdain for Mike Tomlin, at least in how he coaches this team and what I feel is very similar to Ryan Clark in the sense of, if you really look at what Mike Tomlin has achieved, it was a lot. Like, a lot of his main accomplishments were within the first 5 or 6 years of him taking this job, which, in all honesty, that was Bill Cowher's team, that was Bill Cowher's culture, and Dick LeBeau was your defensive coordinator. That helps out a lot because Dick LeBeau was essentially assistant head coach. You did a good job when you first got there of steering the ship, right? All you had to do was keep your hands on it. You didn't have to build the ship. You just had to steer. Now you're seeing what has happened after Cowher's guys have gone out, and now it's really Tomlin's team and it's really Tomlin's culture, and we're going on almost 10 years without a playoff victory.
Well, speaking of that, don't want to cut you off. Okay, because you know what? Hey, this segment ain't necessarily going the way maybe I thought it would, because those 10 years without a playoffs, well, Damian Woody, he really emphasized that when he was asked, well, what do you think this Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin Steelers couple and union is going to be? I mean, Damian Woody was not very complimentary. Listen to Damian, two-time Super Bowl champion.
Tomlin. Listen, I'm not sitting here and going to expect a 41 that's going to be a 42-year-old quarterback during the season to all of a sudden put this Pittsburgh Steelers team on his back and get them to the level of the Kansas Cities, the Buffalo, the Baltimores. No, I'm going to the guy that has raved about, you know, talk about the standard is the standard. What in the world is the standard in Pittsburgh right now? Because the damn show is not winning playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. They haven't won a playoff game since, what, 2016? Mm. That's a long time for a story franchise like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Dom.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I agree.
So you saying Damian Woody, you preach, huh?
Absolutely. I love my guy up in Pittsburgh, Filippone. I love Pony. Pony is very, very just optimistic about the Steelers always.
He's biased.
I'm not that.
You're real.
I'm real. Okay. I can see the writing on the wall. I can know when this is a championship contender, and I know when there's some BS going on. This team right now, Rodgers, now here's what I will say. As far as Rodgers coming to Pittsburgh, do I like Aaron Rodgers as a person? No. Do I think Aaron Rodgers is still a great quarterback?
What do you do?
No.
He hit you in traffic or something? He cut you off? What did Aaron Rodgers do to you?
A lot of stuff. He's just one of those people that is just very snide and kind of thinks you're the smartest person.
He walks to the beat of his own drummer. That's what he does.
Yeah.
He's still a pretty good quarterback. He's better than anything y'all had in the last 4 years.
He's still pretty good. I will say, if you're looking at the numbers last year, granted, some of these numbers came on later in the season when the Jets season was essentially over and the games didn't mean anything, but he still did go out there and perform. If you just look at his numbers, Aaron Rodgers did throw for almost 4,000 yards last year and almost 30 touchdowns. So if that's what we're getting, okay, I'll sign up for that. I'm happy for that because that's, again, the best quarterback play we've seen in Pittsburgh since Big Ben retired. So from an on-the-field standpoint, I think it can work. I just don't know. My issue is that I feel like it's a safe pick because this is what Tomlin wants. I want the guy who's a veteran, who I don't really have to develop, who I don't really have to tell how to do their job, because that means that I would actually have to coach a quarterback. And to this point, Tomlin hasn't proven that he can develop one, which is why he keeps on going for veterans in the in free agency and stuff like that instead of committing to a young guy.
Yeah.
So no. It's a tough spot to be in. Do I think the Steelers are going to be terrible this year? No. Do I think that they're going to win 14 games? No. I think they'll be fighting for the second spot in the division,
AFC North.
In the AFC okay. North. I now, think they're fighting against the Bengals.
Oh, you know what? You want me to come on the other side of this glass? No, you don't. No, you don't. Because this was about the Steelers. Okay, so funny what you just said, that Mike Tomlin has not done a job developing young quarterbacks, because there's one more guy that I want you to hear from. He played for the New York Jets. Played for the Baltimore Ravens, knows a little thing about getting to AFC championship games. I don't think he ever made it to the Super Bowl, but he still was a pretty good defender against the Steelers in the same division. That's Bart Scott. And he even has something to say about what the Steelers have not done in developing quarterbacks. Listen to Bart.
I think it's Mike Tomlin, because Mike Tomlin's been there 18 years. He hasn't won a playoff game in 8 seasons. And it's getting stale. You talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, we think about continuity and consistency. You think about Bill Cowher being there for, I believe, what, 15 seasons, Chuck Noll being there for 23, and he's been there 18. Sometimes you just need a change. It could be good for both sides if this season doesn't go well and doesn't go well. The Kenny Pickett thing is what comes back to haunt them, that trying to replace a Hall of Fame quarterback is tough to do.
Kenny Pickett, University of Pittsburgh, played on the same field. Thought he was going to come in there and be the guy. Mm-hmm. That was Tomlin's pick.
And again, it's one of the issues that I have, and I, because it'll sound crazy when I say this, but Tomlin is lazy.
Oh, did you just call Mike Tomlin lazy?
Tomlin is lazy. He does what's easy. He does what's
don't
convenient.
Ever apply for a job in Pittsburgh, man.
I'm
you
just
ain't
being completely honest. Because here's the thing, right? Like, why was Matt Canada around here for so long?
Who
exactly? Matt Canada was
here. He was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he was the offensive coordinator. Oh, wow. That was terrible. Actually, we can even go back before Matt Canada. Let's go to Randy Finkner.
Who?
Why, after the Steelers, the last competent offensive coordinator the Steelers had was Todd Haley. They moved on from Todd Haley because he and Big Ben didn't see eye to eye. Okay.
Todd Haley got a head coaching job, right? Eventually, right?
Eventually. I know he definitely got an offensive coordinator job
with
Cleveland
the Chiefs
and
or
whatnot,
whoever. Yeah, okay.
But, so we move on from Todd Haley. We move on to Randy Finkner. Why do we do that? Because that's Big Ben's guy, and because he's already in the building, and Tomlin doesn't actually have to conduct
continuity's a good thing.
He doesn't have
to conduct
a
good thing.
A coaching search. Okay, that's great. Randy Finkner sucked, so you do the same thing again. You do the same thing again, and you bring in Matt Canada. Guess what? He sucked. You just let him stick around longer. Why? Because he gave your son a spot on a college football team, and he gave him a scholarship. So you sacrificed successful years of this team. You sacrificed essentially Ben's last year as well because you wanted to keep Matt Canada around because he was your best friend and you didn't want to actually do your job and find a competent coordinator. Same thing you did with the defensive coordinators now, because that's why you brought Brian Flores around and you should have made him the defensive coordinator, but you didn't. You only made him assistant because you didn't want anyone that could possibly push you for your job. So Brian Flores
also had a little bit of a bad, you know, PR coming with him.
Absolutely, which is why I loved that we brought him in, and I thought it was a great position for us to maybe start to maybe think about life after Tomlin, and like, hey, if we bring Brian Flores in here, we can maybe give him a year or two to rub some of that dirt off and kind of be a little fresh face in a year or two when Tomlin decides to step down. But no, we didn't do that. And well, now we're here.
Now here we are. We're here. The Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin
Arthur Smith led off.
People forget about this, where right? Arthur Smith is currently residing, mm-hmm. or calling
and
the
again,
plays.
Another example of Mike Tomlin being lazy. Oh, we need an offensive coordinator. Arthur Smith was an offensive coordinator, and he's a former head coach, so it'll look good. Yeah, you can come in here, dude. You can have a job.
But he also was a very successful offensive coordinator. Wasn't much of a head coach. We all know there are several coaches in this league that have found out that head coaching isn't their forte, but
yeah,
calling one side of the ball, whether it's offense, defense, can be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there it is. Well, with all that being said, you heard Dom Cherovsky say he only thinks the Pittsburgh Steelers will be second in the AFC North.
Second in the AFC
after
North.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
10-7.
So what you're telling me is that the Baltimore Ravens are going to finish third, Have you been drinking over there?
Oh,
I know you've been here for a while.
Oh no, but Ravens. No, this is you all's division.
Okay, but you said after so they're second after the Bengals. So the Bengals.
Oh no. I'm sorry. I said they'd be fighting the Bengals for second.
Okay, thank
yes,
you. Okay.
The Ravens.
I ain't gotta come over there and cut your mic off.
No, absolutely. Okay. Listen, I hate you all.
Yes,
but I do have respect. There is a respect there.
There you go.
The Ravens are the class of this division right now,
and the Bengals might be number two. Joe Cool and the Bengals might be number two. They got their two receivers back. Y'all shipped the receiver away.
What they doing on defense?
They gonna outscore you. That's what they gonna do. That's all that matters.
They tried that last year and started off like 1-5.
All right, that has been the Sound and Reaction. ESPN doesn't like what the Steelers are gonna bring out there in 2025, and neither does Dom Taroski. But I say more than likely, come playoff times, they'll be in the hunt or maybe even in the playoffs, just like they were last year. The Falcons need to be in the hunt. The Falcons need to be winning their division. Is it football season yet? Less than 2 months away. Falcons got 4 more weeks of play of off time before they come back for training camp. I hope they're somewhere working out together. All right, we're going to take this thing to a break. It's the end of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, now we'll talk NBA Finals and the draft. Sports Radio 929 The Game, timeout with Eric Slaughter on this wonderful Saturday night.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.